Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
You're listening to Sydney Live 3 till 6 with Ben Fordham, thanks to Honda. Get a dream deal across a great range of models. See your Honda dealer today.
Thanks for tuning in, 131873. To all lotto players out there, listen up for a number of reasons. First of all, I should just tell you, there's a bloke who has played the same lotto numbers for a quarter of a century who has just won a $1 million jackpot. Martin Newman is reporting this in the Daily Telegraph this afternoon. An unnamed Sydney sider said he'd never missed a week playing the numbers 21, 26, 33, 35, 36, 37, 39 and 42. He picked up Monday's Lotto Division 1 prize with an 18-game marked entry. It was purchased from Hoxton Park in Sydney's West. And when he was told that he was a winner, he said, "Are you freaking serious? I can't believe it." He'd been playing the same numbers for 25 years, finally comes up trumps and he wins $1 million. He says, "It'll be the best Christmas ever. This has not made my day, it's made my life." And by the way, if you're wondering, the supplementary numbers were 21 and 36. And this comes as the Tats Group says they'll no longer honour unclaimed lotto tickets that were purchased more than 6 years ago. Starting Thursday, lotto, lottery and scratch-it prizes in New South Wales will have a 6-year limit. So that leaves Victoria and Tasmania as the only states still honouring all tickets. The decision from Tats means the winnings on unclaimed tickets bought before December of 2010 will be in the hands of the state government. Treasurer Gladys Berejiklian says most prize money has already been claimed for the time before 2010, but admits a small percentage of prizes went unclaimed each year. The decision will surely send hundreds of lottery ticket owners scrambling through old drawers looking to see if they've still got some valid winners. And I got a note from one of our regular emailers, Bob, who says, "What about this new nasty 6-year statute of limitations for collection? A few years ago we were assured it would never happen in New South Wales, but it was being considered in other states. If it is to come in, could you please let us know the cut-off date? Somewhere in my house and garage, in the home that I've lived in for more than 42 years, there's a large stack of unchecked $2 jackpot lottery tickets and scratchies, all bought in the 70s and 80s. All would have been bought before the player registration, some Lotto and Powerball since, but unregistered. I've never had time to check or had them with me when I bought the next one. I had hoped to find them all if I ever had to move, or my daughters when I die. Now what?" Bob's on the line. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Ben. How you going?
Mate, I'm all right. First things first, what do you got with all these old scratchies and lottery tickets laying around the house and the garage?
It's a long story, Ben. I'm 68. Mm. I've lived in this house all my life. Mm. And I bought it off my mother in 75 when she moved in with a boyfriend. Mm. And basically, I kept all that furniture in case that didn't work out. And I've gradually, as I got married in the 80s, and I gradually moved all that furniture down the back garage, down the back shed. Mm. And as we replaced each bit of furniture, the old stuff got moved down the backyard. And it's still there, and there's a lot of paperwork in that too.
So you're worried that there might be some winning lotto tickets or scratchies or whatever amongst all of that furniture?
Yeah, I know there are some. I just, I only found out at 1 o'clock today when the cutoff date is. Mm. So even if I found them today, I can't get to the lottery office tomorrow.
Yeah, so you've got to get in before Thursday, Bob.
That's what I mean. So today's Tuesday.
How are you going to be able to turn your house and the garage upside down between now and Thursday?
Well, there's one shed down the garage I haven't been down the backyard. I haven't been into for more than 10 years. So I am a bit of a hoarder.
A little bit, eh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, so some of them would have been purchased before December of 2010, I'm guessing, if you haven't been into the back shed in 10 years.
Most of them would have been.
Yeah. And there's a chance none of them are winners, but there's a chance one of them's a big winner in there.
That's right. Exactly.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll just have to try and search for what I can find in the next day or so and try and get them there by tomorrow afternoon. It's just, it's just not enough time. They should have given us a lot more notice.
Yeah. So you were going off the fact that you'd been told, the New South Wales government had said, look, we're not going to be introducing this kind of rule, and now all of a sudden they're introducing it.
Yeah, when they sold the New South Wales resident-owned business, they said then that they wouldn't be doing it. Now they're doing it.
Mm.
So, well,
you better get cracking, mate. You better get cracking on that shed.
Yeah, I just feel as though even if I found them today, I wouldn't be able to get them to them by tomorrow.
All right. Well, you let me know if you turn up a winner.
I will.
Good on you. Thanks, Bob. Good on you. Bob, who's one of our regular emails. So, just clarifying, the decision from TATS means the winnings on unclaimed tickets purchased before December 2010 will be in the hands of the state government. So if you've got a winning ticket, and that winning ticket was purchased before December 2010, you've got until Thursday to hand it in and claim your prize. Otherwise, it's not going to be your prize. It's going to end up in state government coffers. How many people are like Bob, where you've got lotto tickets and scratchies that are laying around the house, and you're not sure whether they're winners or losers? 131873. Every year in New South Wales, 2.3 million people willingly give up their time for the benefit of others. And this Friday, some of those outstanding volunteers will be recognised at the New South Wales Volunteer of the Year Awards. It's presented by the Centre for Volunteering. And I'd love you to join me on Friday at North Sydney Leagues. We'll broadcast live from the club. We'll meet some of the winners and recognise the work of volunteers right across New South Wales. So come along. Join me from 3 o'clock this Friday at North Sydney Leagues, 12 Abbott Street in Cammeray, and it's brought to you by your local club. On this occasion, we'll be at North Sydney Leagues this Friday, 12 Abbott Street in Cammeray.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.